the answer, see. Romans states it candidly. The first three chapters, God's case against humanity. Whether it's idolatry or religious hypocrisy, no one could possibly see the charges and say it's not for me. Everybody's guilty, everybody's filthy. Before God on judgment day is where everybody will be. For those who believe in Jesus who suffered and died, yo.
Feel so mentally justified.
Yeah,
I'm not ashamed of the gospel, y'all. It's the power of God which can save us all. In the gospel, the righteousness of God's revealed.
Yeah.
And who lives by faith, the righteous will.
Yeah,
I'm not ashamed of the gospel, y'all. It's the power of God which can save us all.
That's right.
In the gospel, the righteousness of God's revealed.
Yeah.
And who lives by faith, the righteous will.
At the cross, the wrath of God was spent on Jesus on behalf of all who repent and believe this. We receive his perfect righteousness. In exchange, believers, cursed lives are his.
Yeah.
Behold the blessedness for earth's cold residents. Chapter 4, Paul defends it from the Old Testament. Up to this point, we saw the need for justification. In chapter 5 and following, we see its implications. In service and purity, we yearn for maturity. Empowered by Christ, who gives eternal security. Slowly but surely, he removes every vice. Raised to newness of life through our union with Christ. But chapter 7 finds us struggling with sin. It's bugging us within, but he loves us to the end. Even with complications through sin's occupation, for God's consecrated, there's no condemnation. The Holy Spirit inside, he comforts like no other. He convinces us we're God's children even when we suffer.